This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a half million homes are without power in Massachusetts Wednesday morning as a nor'easter soaked the region with fierce winds and heavy flooding. The state's outage map shows 473,200 homes without power as of 8:20 a.m. local time. Wind gusts reached 97 miles an hour at the height of the storm, and although the winds are dying down, gusts are still reaching around 70 miles an hour on the Outer Cape early Wednesday. Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He's expected to face questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Republican members of the committee will likely focus on issues related to Hunter Biden, school boards, and critical race theory, while Democrats are likely to focus on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Which U.S. state has the lowest COVID-19 rate right now? Florida. In mid-August, Florida had the worst rate of infections and has completely turned that around. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much.
Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's get an update on President Biden's spending bill that has zero Republican support. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Moderate and progressive Democrats are continuing to try and finalize a price tag for the budget reconciliation bill, as it will be far below the originally advertised $3.5 trillion. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it and how they want to pay for it, but everyone's going to get hit one way or the other.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As Tuesday's nor'easter winds down along the East Coast, flooding continues to be a concern. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
North Dakota Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong on Tuesday said the current energy crisis in America is self-induced and a direct result of President Biden's policies.
Make no mistake, this started, this is self-induced, this is created by the Biden administration. And you can start from where we started. First day in office, they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline with our closest trading partner, our neighbor to the north, Canada. Then we move across the Atlantic Ocean and help Vladimir Putin and greenlight Nord Stream. We pass regulations that make it absolutely hostile to develop minerals on federal lands. Then the Biden administration begs OPEC to open the pumps back up. It's no secret why this is happening. And this is before we pass one single thing in this $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. North Dakota is an energy powerhouse. We've got notice from our two utilities that people are going to pay upwards of $150 to $200 more for their energy costs this winter. When you say you're not taxing anybody who makes under $400,000, people who are paying $200 more to heat their home in North Dakota in the winter will disagree with you. You have to be uniquely incompetent. This is bad for consumers, it's bad for domestic energy producers, and it's bad for American workers. We are creating a policy that makes energy more expensive and puts us in a bad competition spot on the world stage.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and welcome back, James Herson. Yes, the New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst. Whenever we talk legal, beagle kind of stuff, he's there, and also whenever we're talking Hollywood entertainment news. And, of course, big news this past week, James, with Alec Baldwin and the incident that occurred during the Rush shooting. I mean, this is really sad.
Oh, it's tragic. And it's also, you know, it's you mentioned legal beagle. This is going to be a legal morass. The lawsuits are going to be pouring in. I actually believe that when the dust settles, you know, in addition, there'll be civil suits on behalf of the injured party, the director who fortunately is alive, and the cinematographer. You know, that cinematographer, her husband, is an attorney with a big law firm, Latham and Watkins. Right. And that's law firm that's very well connected with the Clintons, connected with Washington, D.C. I just can't imagine that, you know, with a tragic loss of his wife, that this guy who's a lawyer is not going to, go forward. And there's a lot of discussion because we don't know all the facts yet, but there is a thing called criminal negligence. And when criminal negligence causes a death, then we, in most states, that's the term manslaughter. And we don't know all the facts, but this appears to be very severe negligence on the part of somebody. And, those people could be not only civilly liable, meaning a lawsuit, you know, and damages. When we get sued, then the worst that can happen is money. But when the criminal law is involved, then there's the possibility of punishment in jail and things like that. So it's tragic. And yet, for the loved ones of this slain cinematographer who had a brilliant career going, and people don't realize how important that is to movies. That's why there's an Oscar category for it.
Right.
So it's a very important player that nobody really, you know, they don't become celebrities. But, the thing that must just plague everyone is it's so easily prevented. So
exactly.
It's just common sense. You know, the number.
Why would you have a live round on live rounds on a set anyway? I mean, because that raises the potential. I mean, that would, not to mention the fact that anybody who is a responsible gun owner knows to treat any gun as loaded. In this case here, I mean, he was Alec Baldwin. He was given the gun and told that it was cold. Now, in in movie parlance, that means it's been checked and there's no live round in there. But the, you know, but the fact that you'd even have to say that it is a cold gun tells you that, yes, there's, you know, double checking on this. But wow, I mean, this indicates that this is something that happens probably with some, you know, some disturbing regularity.
Well, in the irony, the hypocrisy, we have to talk about it because we're talking about Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Hollywood generally, and particularly Alec Baldwin, have been standing against the Second Amendment and against the citizens having the right to defend themselves and understand firearms. And it does not make any sense. You brought up such an important point. There should never, ever be live rounds, even close to a movie set. It shouldn't. Whoever brought that there, that's, to me, negligence per se, meaning the act speaks for itself. You know, there's a Latin term called res ipsa loquitur, and that's exactly what it means. The act speaks for itself. You don't bring live rounds. And for me, you know, understanding the movie business the way I do, we live in an era where, you know, if it's a superhero movie or any of these movies, they're done with a green screen. They're not even wearing necessarily the outfit. You know, there's the scenery isn't there. Everything is done by computer.
And in post-production. Yes.
Yes. And it's very easy to put in computer-generated sound effects, computer-generated smoke, computer-generated, you know, whatever it is. There are people who are sticklers, and I imagine somebody on that set wanted to have a gun that fired blanks. And what people have to understand, when you have a prop gun that's going to fire blanks, that's a real gun.
Yes.
That's not a fake gun. In my view, why not have, you know, they make these prop guns that are made out of rubber. You can't even tell, you know, the ones where they hit people over the head, it's not a real gun. But you wouldn't be able to tell, and the CGI could put in the sound effects, and there wouldn't be any danger. I think there's going to be discussion on that now.
Yeah, without a doubt,
But it's the hypocrisy of Hollywood. And
but even, James, but even with blanks, though, you know, blanks aren't 100% safe. Didn't we have an incident where there was a, I can't remember the guy's name, but he ended up, you know, getting shot with a blank and he died.
No.
Didn't that happen, several years ago? I can't remember who it was.
Well, a blank, basically a blank is a shell. Just the shell with the gunpowder in it, and where the gunpowder has to go somewhere. So at close range, definitely that can cause an impact, and there can be debris in the gun or in the shell. I mean, there's always danger with guns, and this is one of the things that if you ever go out to learn firearms, if you go to a good law enforcement organization, they have target practice.
Right.
With good law enforcement people, and I've been there, they teach people the fundamental rule is always assume the gun is loaded.
Exactly.
You never even, people would be disciplined at law enforcement target ranges I've seen if they angle their gun wrong. In other words, if it accidentally pointed anywhere other than down toward the
top. Down range, exactly.
Down range. Right. You never turn it. And so when they get cavalier sometimes, and particularly on movie sets where during breaks they may be, who knows, consuming adult beverages or smoking adult cigarettes or something. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mix with guns. And it's Jeff Cooper was a legendary gun expert, Colonel Jeff Cooper, and he's the one that said you always assume the gun is loaded.
Exactly.
You never point it at a person unless you want to kill them.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston. Stay with us.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us. Just to wrap up the situation there at the Rust location, the Rust shooting that we were talking about with Alec Baldwin. Again, James, our prayers are even with Alec himself. I mean, this just has to be. I mean, here you are. You're the one that fired the round. You didn't expect a round to be in the gun, and you've killed someone.
you know, negligence or not, the fact of the matter is an action that you did resulted in the death of a human being. That's tragic. And I got to imagine that for Alec Baldwin, that this is a tough, I would hope, and that this would be a tough time. I only hope because sometimes, and I don't know Alec Baldwin enough to say, well, he's so callous it wouldn't matter, you know, whatever. I don't assume that. I just assume that he would be, you know, concerned about a fellow human being, you know, somebody on a movie set that he was working with, that he was the agent of their death. I mean, this is really sad. So, you know, for Alec Baldwin, certainly for the cinematographer's family, the husband, I think there's children involved here. Gosh, and the rest of the people, because from what we understand on that set, there were lots of problems. And you had people that walked off because they had, well, there was things that weren't being, you know, handled properly in terms of payments. There was also a question of some, you know, some security and things like that that are only going to add to the legal liability here. And, you know, what comes out after due process is, you know, is gone through.
No, yeah, there was a walkout based on a union walkout. And as a matter of fact, the person who was in charge of the firearm, as I understand from reports, was a replacement hire. And one of the concerns of the walkout was safety on the set. And reportedly, the murder victim, or I shouldn't call it murder victim, the alleged victim, texted out concerns about the firearm. Well, I understand that the crew were playing with the gun or using the gun. There were a couple of live rounds shot out of that gun before the scene was shot. But, you know, there's a number of questions we don't have answers to. And one is, why were there live rounds set? Why was Alec Baldwin pointing his gun in that direction? Why were there two shots taking potentially would have killed the director as well. The director went to the hospital and lived. But why? What kind of scene was that? And so that's a report that claims that the script called for Alec Baldwin's character to fire toward the camera, and that he was reportedly practicing at the time, which it's just... The whole thing is—it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it totally is.
It's got to be a nightmare for Alec Baldwin. Admittedly, a troubled person. Admittedly, very confused person. He's had a lot of anger management problems over the years. I'm sure this is going to be hard to live with. I don't know what they do with this movie.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Yeah, they said there's, you know, they've taken a time out. They put everything on hold. But they're, you know, I guess the powers to be said that they plan to go back and to complete the shooting. But and I mean, you know, the shooting of the movie, not any more shooting of crew members. But, you know, it's still it's just it's just a horrific, sad story to be reporting on. Let's brighten it up a little bit if we can. Whenever we talk about Candace Cameron Bure, I mean, what a unique, very successful example as someone who has been able to rise above the fury and the fray of Hollywood tradition. She's become quite the successful actress, producer, author, and talk show panelist, hasn't she?
No, she's amazing. And, you know, she recently, I have to say, she's very brave. Because she's come out just recently. She did a TikTok video talking about conservatives in Hollywood and how difficult it is, and kind of did it in a fun way while lip syncing. But perhaps even more courageous, she has identified herself in what's kind of being called the mama bears. And it's the mothers who are now seeing this policy shift where the FDA and the CDC and the Biden administration want to go after kids aged 6 to 12 who have virtually no risk of COVID and force these kids to have you know, these injections. Now, and she's come out and said, look, it's not that I'm anti-vaccine. It's that I'm for medical freedom.
I like how she said that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really great. And she said, read and understand the distinction. She did this in a social media post. And then she said, this mama is holding the line and standing up for freedom. So she's put herself in the same category as Eric Clapton, Nicki Minaj, these other celebrities who have come out, Kyrie Irving, you know, people that have said, look, it's not about whether I'm anti-vax or pro-vax or whatever, or I've even taken the vax. It's the idea that it's a human right, and that people decide what to inject in their body. And you know what's amazing about this? In the legal world, in international law, there's a series of documents on human rights, and the most famous one is from the Nuremberg trials after World War II. And all of these documents, including UN documents, they all say the same thing. They say there should never be medicine that's forced on people, because that's what the Nazis did.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, and I love her boldness and her heart, because her heart wasn't a divisive heart. You know, when she said, this should not separate us. We can have different opinions and still respect and love one another. Be bigger than that. I mean, wow, that is that's quite telling, and I believe comforting, and it should encourage other people of faith not to kowtow and go along to get along and to abandon their principles, you know. So, you know, she is one of these examples that that endears us and encourages us. And, you know, I'm grateful for Candace's courage and her bravery to stand out in the face of this culture that wants to force you into something that you don't believe in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this young lady who started on Full House, who spent a couple of seasons on The View, and who did tuna commercials, the one thing people see her, and her image, public image, is one of being this bright light with this tremendous smile. But you mentioned she's a person of faith, and that light comes from inside. Because she is someone who overtly explains how she, you know, when she became a mother, when she first had a child, she had the deep realization that she was a sinner. She said she always thought, you know, I was a good person, which she was always the good girl, even in her roles. But she realized she's a sinner, and that's a key step. It takes humility. Right. To realize that, particularly in the eyes of a righteous God, that we're sinners. And once you realize that, then you're automatically pointed in the right direction, because you're looking for a solution to that status. If I'm a sinner, I want to not be a slave to sin anymore, and I want my sins forgiven, and that leads right to Jesus Christ, where she went. And so she comes from love. That quote that you pointed out, that she says, look, this shouldn't be dividing us.
Well, like you said, James, it's all coming to a head. And right now we got to call a wrap on this. We're so grateful for your time. We appreciate your insight as always. He's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Hurston. Thank you, James. Godspeed.
All right. Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature. Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Rosanna's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a half million homes are without power in Massachusetts Wednesday morning as a nor'easter soaked the region with fierce winds and heavy flooding. The state's outage map shows 473,200 homes without power as of 8:20 a.m. local time. Wind gusts reach 97 miles an hour at the height of the storm, and although the winds are dying down, gusts are still reaching around 70 miles an hour on the Outer Cape early Wednesday. Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He's expected to face questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Republican members of the committee will likely focus on issues related to Hunter Biden, school boards, and critical race theory, while Democrats are likely to focus on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Which U.S. state has the lowest COVID-19 rate right now? Florida. In mid-August, Florida had the worst rate of infections and has completely turned that around. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Mark Murray, interventional neurologist at Centura Health Physicians Group, Neuroscience and Spine in Lakewood, Colorado, is going to be joining us in a second to talk about the risk of stroke. On average, every 40 seconds, someone in the United States has a stroke. A stroke is a brain attack that occurs when arteries are blocked or burst, preventing blood from bringing oxygen to your brain. Without oxygen, brain cells start dying, and depending on which part of the brain is affected, may cause permanent damage or disability. Although a stroke can happen to anyone at any time, the risk of having a stroke varies by race and ethnicity. The risk of having a first stroke is nearly twice as high, for example, with black Americans as for white Americans. Dr. Murray, I want to bring you on and welcome you, first of all, to the show as we continue to discuss this important topic. Welcome.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks for having me on to talk about this important topic.
Well, I gave just a brief outline in terms of a stroke, but for our audience and to hear it from the doctor, what exactly is a stroke?
Yeah, so a stroke, you know, we also call it a brain attack, and what really happens in a stroke is that your brain is deprived of blood flow. So that can happen for one of two reasons. The first reason, more common reason that we see in about 85% of strokes is what we call an ischemic stroke. What that means is that there's a blockage of blood flow, either there's a clot there or a narrowing that gets so tight that blood can't get through, and the result is that blood can't get to that area downstream of that. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is what we call a bleeding-type stroke. We call it a hemorrhagic stroke. And in this case, the blood vessel bursts either because there's an aneurysm or a sign of weakness, and blood leaks out, and same thing happens. You can't get blood downstream, and so an area of the brain doesn't get the flow it needs. And the result of both of these is that you have brain tissue that dies because of it. That's what a stroke is.
Well, when you look at these numbers that you shared with me, the fact that every 40 seconds someone in the country has a stroke, I mean, that leads you to believe that, this is quite common, huh?
It year, about 800,000 Americans have a stroke, and it's the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. But just as importantly, you know, what's the number one cause of disability? So we think there are about 4 million Americans that are living with some handicap secondary to a stroke that they've had in the past.
Wow. Yeah, that's an incredible number. Why are black men and women at higher risk?
Yeah, no, this one hits me home, right, because my own community and my own family and friends. And really, one of the main reasons is the access to health care, right? Either not seeking it out or not having quality primary health care close to them that they can readily take access to. And so when you have those combinations of things, then you're more likely to have some of the things that put you at risk for stroke. And not only are you more likely to have those things, but it's more likely that they're worse off. So poorly controlled high blood pressure, for instance, because you're not getting treated for it. Those things go through. So one study showed us that black Americans are more likely to have at least one risk factor for stroke than the white American counterparts, and two times more likely to have a stroke.
Mm. Well, let's talk about stroke risk factors that are within our control, which is encouraging, you know, to think that, hey, we can do something about it. We just don't have to just sit there and wait until it happens to us, right, that we can be proactive with our health to combat stroke.
You're exactly right. You know, the things that you can change that are risk factors for stroke, so, you know, how old you are, you know, the gender you were at birth, your ethnicity, those things you can't change. Mm-hmm. But we know that 80% of strokes are preventable, and that's because a lot of the things that cause stroke are things that you can control. Those things include chronic conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all things that you can either help prevent by diet and exercise, or if you have them, you can treat with medicine. Then the other things like smoking, obesity, a sedentary lifestyle, again, things that we can help and we can help control, and if we can narrow those down and prevent them or treat them, then we can greatly reduce the risk of stroke.
And as you say, there's some things we can't do anything about, like our age. I mean, we're getting older, and that increases the chances of stroke, right?
Yeah, man, I wish I could stop aging, but unfortunately, I haven't figured that one out yet. But certainly, yeah, that, you know, the older you are, we think it's the more likely you are to have a stroke. But I do want to tell you, we're seeing stroke in younger and younger people. So we used to think that it only happened in people who were 60, 65 and older. But now we're seeing strokes in people in their 40s, 30s. I've even had high schoolers that have had strokes before that I've had to intervene on. So although it happens more commonly in older people, it does happen in young people as well.
Dr. Mark Murray is with us. Dr. Murray, I mean, that's shocking that we have younger people having strokes. I mean, what is happening?
Yeah, sometimes we're not sure. Sometimes the things that they're born with that they can't control. But other times, again, it's these risk factors that they're having at earlier age. You know, we're seeing high blood pressure and things in younger and younger people. And so I think that, again, having a good conversation with your primary care provider and knowing what your risks are, that's the thing that we're going to want to do to make sure that we can help control the risk of all of us having stroke.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm hearing you correctly, we need to take an honest assessment and evaluation of where we are relevant to, you know, lifestyle, our age, as you say, our gender, you know, things that could be contributing factors. And it's time to up our game because, as you say, I mean, on the downside, when you have so many people with disabilities and you're saying 80% of people with disabilities had a stroke, I mean, who wants to be there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I tell you, everybody loves a good piece of cake or cookie or, you know, a lot of people like to have a good steak. I certainly like it every once in a while myself. But, mm-hmm. you know, we got to learn that we have to do these things in moderation. And if we can do these things and really evaluate ourselves and our own risk for stroke and kind of try to live a more healthy lifestyle, we'll greatly decrease our risk for stroke and hopefully put people like me out of business one day.
Well, how about describing some of the signs of stroke and how our listeners can easily remember them?
Yeah, so we have this acronym now, which is great because not only does it tell you the signs of a stroke by the letters, BFAST, but it also tells you what I want you to do if you're having a stroke or you notice somebody's having a stroke. I want you to BFAST and call 911 as quick as you notice it. Mm-hmm. So if you see any of these things happen suddenly, then it's likely to have a stroke. You need to get evaluated. So that B, it stands for balance. So if you see someone's uncoordinated, either with their hands or they're walking or anything like that, then that could be a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
E stands for eyes. So I want you to think about vision. So are they having problems seeing? Particularly if they have problems seeing to a side, or they have double vision, that could be a stroke as well. F stands for face. And so when you think about face, you're thinking about someone whose face is not I want people to think about that as arm and leg, particularly arm and leg on the same side. Mm-hmm. And if your arm or arm and leg on the same side are weak, have a lack of sensation, that also can be a stroke, then the S stands for speech. And that can show up as slurring of words or people who can't even talk and sometimes don't understand. That can be something called aphasia, and that also is a stroke until proven otherwise. The T, that's not a sign or symptom. That's something I want you to look for. And that's it. If you see any of these signs or symptoms, I want you to think of the T as time and look and see what time it started. Or if you don't know what time it started, the last time you saw that person at their baseline, and that can help us with what kind of treatments they may need and what kind of treatments we can offer.
I love this this acrostic. I mean, be fast. And especially time, because we know that it is of the essence when a stroke occurs, because the earlier they're treated, the chances are better in terms of recovery, right?
Yeah, you know, there was a really famous paper that was produced or written a long time ago, and what it said was that for every minute somebody's having a stroke, they're at risk for losing 2 million brain cells.
Wow.
And so you can think if there's a 10-minute delay, that's up to 20 million brain cells that can be lost. And as I tell everybody, as my wife tells me all the time, I don't have that many brain cells to spare, so we'll get people in as soon as possible.
Without a doubt. We're talking with Dr. Mark Murray, the interventional neurologist at Centura Health Physicians Group, neuroscience and spine out of Lakewood, Colorado. Dr. Murray, you know, we talked about the sense of urgency that must be had in order to speed our recovery. Well, October the 29th is World Stroke Day. And as we wrap things up, Dr. Murray, tell our audience where they can go for more information.
Sure. I'm going to give you two places. One is strokeawareness.com. It has a lot of great resources, a lot of great information. And the other is centura.org/stroke. Again, a lot of great information, a lot of great facts about stroke and talking about providers and things like that.
Well, Dr. Murray, can't thank you enough for the counsel. Great advice here and something for all of us to take note of. Remember, be fast. That's what we want to do. Dr. Murray, thanks for being with us. Take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD
toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know, we often talk about getting our country back on track, and I cannot help but think and seriously about this, and you know, you've heard me talk about the Constitution time and again, is that if we re-embraced the founding principles that were presented in the U.S. Constitution, it would go a long way in getting this country back on track. And maybe this is why I appreciate the passion of Judge Douglas Ginsburg, who's been on with us many times in talking about the Constitution, and now he's taking it to a whole new level during this month of October as we kick off Civics Awareness Month. Remember that in school when we used to have civics classes? I mean, whatever happened to that? And, of course, you wonder why we're off track, and maybe because we've disconnected from these foundational principles that are so vital to the future of our country and to the future of the next generations that follow. Well, Judge Ginsburg has taken 100 questions from the U.S. citizenship test. He's made 100 two-minute videos and provides the why behind each one, along with a teacher's guide, downloadable flashcards, and more, all free to anyone on the educational website that we'll tell you about in just a moment. Your Honor, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill, so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, Judge, I'll tell you, yes, go ahead.
You've described civics fundamentals to a T.
Yeah. Well, this is foundational. This is what's missing. And I believe, you know, again, my business background takes me to always ask that question, where did we make the wrong turn to end up where we are right now? Because I believe a majority of Americans are not real happy where this country is right now. And the general consensus is that we're off track and we're like, you know, we're almost like somebody drowning, just scrambling, trying to get some sort of bearing here until somebody can come in and save us and get us on dry land to help us realize where the heck we've lost our way.
Well, we were endowed with a constitution that expects us to be and allows us to be a self-governing people, and we just cannot survive as a democratic republic if we have an electorate that is so uninformed about the operations of government, about what their rights are, about how the Constitution works, how it constrains the national government and leaves breathing space for the states and individuals. And these are not mysterious or difficult concepts. The 100 questions on the naturalization exam are things that are very basic. Well, let's say fundamental. Okay, so
yes.
Fundamental. So, and having an electorate that is not fully informed on this is tragic. Right now, people being graduated from high school at 18 years of age, they can vote. And they do vote, and they vote more and more as they get older. But if they are recent graduates, they may have had no exposure to civics instruction in middle school or high school. If they were graduated 10 years ago, maybe they had some. 20 years ago, I don't know. And so we went from a situation where it was an essential part of the core curriculum to one where now just a few states require passing a civics class in high school to get a diploma. Just a few.
And well, the question...
In the last few years have they reinstated that.
Yeah.
So there's a recognition that we are in a bad place here, that we need to have a more informed electorate. We need people who know what their rights are, what their obligations are as citizens, and what the powers of the federal government are and what they are not. So this is absolutely essential, and we need to get back there. We were there. We need to get back there.
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you talked about in terms of, you know, self-governed. And self-govern really brings into play self-responsibility, doesn't it? And I think these are some of the things that are absolutely core. And that's where that is the launch pad right there, is that in order to have self-governance, you've got to have self-responsibility. They go hand in glove, don't they?
Well, they do, and the basic is for a citizen to vote, but beyond that, there are opportunities to participate in our civic life, as simple as being part of a political party or other organization, going to town hall meetings, going to school board meetings if you have kids in the school, voicing your opinion, and possibly running for office. These are all ways in which to participate in our self-governance experiment. And by the way, they're all answers to one of the questions on the civics exam about how one can participate in civic life. So it's too bad that people need to be reminded of this, but many of us do, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. Including elected officials, Your Honor. There are many elected officials that could not pass this 100-question test, sadly.
Well, there are certainly members of the Congress, I would say particularly in the House, who do not understand the limits of the powers of the federal government. And they propose bills that would be, you know, just totally out of keeping with our system. Of course, those bills don't get passed, or if they do, they get examined as to whether they're even constitutional. But that itself reflects a problem with some. One of the members of Congress elected for the first time in 2018, I think, said, I am ready to go to Washington and start signing bills. Well, it's not the way it works, is it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's a pretty basic misunderstanding by someone who is now a member of the Congress.
Yeah. That person should be disqualified from the get-go, or sent to some reorientation of how the Constitution works, because they make that kind of statement and people who are not aware just kind of go along with that, and they think it's okay until somebody says, well, that's not the way it works.
Right, but you know, they elected this representative. It was too late.
Yes, exactly.
When they heard that.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't asking the right questions during the candidacy to see if their candidate understood what the role of a congressman is. And they weren't doing that because they either don't know or are not engaged. So we need to remedy this situation.
Exactly.
And we is a great medium for young people in particular, and we do hope that the teachers will use this widely, again, free to the teachers as well, along with the supplemental materials, because video is the way young people have learned increasingly. Short videos, that's what we're offering, but you can pack a lot of interesting information into a 2 or 2.5 minute video.
Yeah, can you imagine if the
graphics and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt here, Judge, but I'm all in on this. I just can imagine what could happen in classrooms across the country if the teachers allowed for maybe a 10-15 minute daily participation and involvement with this program that you've made absolutely free to them. I mean, can you imagine what this would do, you know, for these young kids?
There's no question about it. And it's not just, you know, preaching to them in any way. These are the questions, questions and the answers came from the government, you know, as a test for people to become a citizen. This is not a partisan thing. But
right.
We also have for the teachers suggested questions for discussion. So if you went exactly as you said and took 15 minutes or even 10 minutes of a class hour each day for a semester, ran
exactly
100 videos and spent 10 minutes with discussion and even a little bit of debate among the students, it would be a great experience for them. They would come out stimulated, well-informed, and asking for more.
Boy, that would raise the level of awareness even at home with the parents. Could you imagine the dinner conversations that would take place now on this? Because this is going to...
Because
yeah.
That's what happened, I'm told, by people who have watched the Constitution series that I did for PBS. It
yes.
was meant for grade 7 to 12, and the kids brought it home and talked about it with their parents and got them engaged. And also
well, we're talking...
then looked at it, watched the program. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a true gift, Judge Ginsburg, what you're giving to the American people and to our kids and to the teachers. I mean, absolutely free. How can they access this educational website? And is it available just for teachers or can parents access this as well?
It is free to anyone at civicsfundamentals.org. For someone who wants to become a citizen, someone who wants to brush up on their civics education, for teachers and for students who want to do it directly, or parents, anyone, at civicsfundamentals.org, all you have to do is register so that we know how many people are using it and so that we can later ask, you know, what's your opinion? How did it go?
Right. Yes, exactly.
We can improve it.
Mm-hmm. So you're considering...
There's no problem accessing it, free to everybody.
Well, that's great. What a true gift that you're offering to us, and I cannot thank you enough for this. I am a lifelong constitutionalist. I love the Constitution. I believe it's something, you may have heard me say this before, Judge, that I think it's something that several times a year we ought to get around, you know, like important holidays like the 4th of July and, you know, maybe even Memorial Day or any time you can get an excuse. And just read the Constitution amongst your friends, your neighbors, your family. And I've found when I have done that, it's been extremely encouraging and uplifting for everybody involved.
There are often times when I go back to the Constitution and find something I didn't remember or realize.
So well, Judge Douglas Ginsburg has been our guest. Judge, Your Honor, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi.